It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's home builders are still busy despite statewide stay-at-home orders. Permits to build single-family homes were up more than 20% through February. Pat Hamill runs Oakwood Homes. He says home construction was listed as an essential industry, so his job sites are still running. He's more worried about future home sales.
I mean, I'm anticipating anywhere from a 15 to 20% cancellation rate of our backlog.
A record 3.3 million people applied for unemployment benefits in the U.S. last week. He says that will certainly put some home builders out of business, but Hamill expects a quick economic recovery when social distancing measures are lifted. Dozens of commercial property owners in Boulder have signed a commitment to offer tenants relief if they're economically struggling because of COVID-19. In a resolution submitted to City Council, the landlord said they're committed to working with the city to maintain a healthy economy. Mark Wallach is a city councilman.
Not all landlords are in the same place in terms of being able to do these things. But we have some large landlords in town who are thinking in terms of the community's health and are prepared to put their money where their mouth is.
The landlords in Boulder have agreed to refrain from any evictions against tenants who need rent deferral or reductions during the COVID-19 response. That's assuming the tenants remain in good standing. During the quarantine in mainland China, Boulder scientists found a surprising drop in a gas linked to climate change. CPR's Grace Hood explains.
Scientists at the National Center for Atmospheric Research looked at carbon monoxide, a gas linked to poor air quality and climate change. They found that between February 1st and March 10th, the drop in car trips and economic activity created up to a 45% drop. The long-term effects will be short-lived. NCAR plans to look at the same impact in the United States once stay-at-home orders are complete. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Soldiers from Fort Carson are in Seattle to help staff a military field hospital for people with medical issues that are not related to coronavirus. The hospital is at Seattle's CenturyLink Field Events Center, which is home to the Seattle Seahawks football team. Officials say 300 soldiers from the 627th Army Hospital at Fort Carson are there to help with the facility to take some pressure off Seattle hospitals. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.